USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police are reporting a man who drove around Memphis, Tennessee Wednesday shooting a gun at people, killing four during an hours-long rampage with eight crime scenes, should have been in prison. But the soft-on-crime criminal justice system gave him a chance to be back out on the streets. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly, who was charged as an adult with attempted first-degree murder in 2020 and was rearrested around 9 p.m. in the Memphis neighborhood of Whitehaven. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
He was sentenced to 3 years, but only served 11 months in prison and was released on March 16, 2022, less than 6 months ago.
A 14-year-old Galveston, Texas boy, Mason Nelson, was killed in a crash that cops say was caused by a suspected drunk driver who has a lengthy record and was just released from prison on parole related to his latest DWI conviction. Witness Denise Garrett on Fox 26.
I mean, there was no skid. It was just like, boom. I mean, nobody had a chance to stop. My heart sunk for the mothers, the fathers, for their parents. And they were just innocent children, innocent kids from coming from a football something over here.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and other top Biden officials who are resisting efforts to obtain their communications with social media companies must hand over their records. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty ordered on Tuesday. The government is being sued by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri over alleged collusion with social media firms to censor users. 50 government officials have been ordered to turn over their communications as soon as possible. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre tweeted President Trump stole the election in 2016, now claims that's not what she meant, calling the question of her past tweet ridiculous. Republican Congressman James Comer told Newsmax this is a perfect example of the hypocrisy of the Biden administration.
In an election, all they talk about are the 140 or so Republicans that voted to object in the last presidential election. They've done that before. Jamie Raskins has done that before, so I'm not surprised that she would say that because I see their hypocrisy every day.
A man accused of killing four family members in their Casa Grande, Arizona home following a domestic dispute told responding officers to take him to jail. Records also show the Pinell County Sheriff's Office was called to the home 10 times in the past 3 years before Sunday when authorities say 21-year-old Richard Wilson Jr. did the heinous crimes. Polling in the Georgia Senate race is too close to call. Herschel Walker on Fox News is challenging Democrat Raphael Warnock.
As I'm getting out meeting the people, I'm talking to the people, and the people are speaking. You know, they've spent over $50 million against me. But the race is still tied, or I'm up by one. And the reason why is that people want to change in Washington. Senator Warnock is a cut from the cloth of Joe Biden. And what I mean by that is he believes in higher taxes. He believes in open borders. He voted to put men and women's sports, and that's not what the Georgia people want.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.